FM and Jackson Browne. Actually, a song we're normally supposed to play there.
That's
on KISS.
Right.
There we go.
A novelty. Gee whiz.
It is a novelty.
Yep. Speaking of novelties.
But yeah, I'm Jim, and that's a novelty, because didn't I say goodbye?
Well,
I'm like a bad burrito. Later. I turn up ready. And
no,
Melissa.
Stop it. And the doctor.
Dr.
Don Rose.
Let's have the theme song.
Will you turn? Okay.
We're going to do this.
Okay.
Dr. Don.
Good morning to you. We've got a lot of good music for you. We'll give the time and the temperature too. And we don't ever want to make you poo. Good morning to you. We're going to start without further ado. Playing your favorites old and new. So good morning from all of the crew. He's coming down, he'll take a bow. When he plays the music, he really is a wow. Here he is, Mr. Personality.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, the doctor is in, huh?
Oh. I had a little song for you.
You do?
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. This is a Halloween gag, right?
No, I wish it was.
At midnight tonight, you guys are going to say, we're just fooling.
I wish. No, it's going to be 10. It's going to be 10 o'clock. That's why. And you know what? I have to apologize. We told him that we told Dr. Don we'd call him at 6, and we went back an hour. So he's been sitting there for an hour waiting for me to call.
Oh.
Apologies. Can you ever forgive us?
Hey, I was just watching Murder, She Wrote. What can I say?
Oh, how apropos.
And besides that, here you are in the midst of all of this thing, and you're being nice to me, and this has got to be tougher than trying to get a light at the American Cancer Society.
Bada boom. We need a rim shot.
Oh, no. You know, Dr. Don, I have to tell you, if I told you everybody who said to say hello to you, we'd be here till tomorrow.
So
there's an excuse not to go off the air right there.
Here we go. Anyway, everybody present and past at KISS said to say hello. Bobby Ocean, obviously, and some of the salespeople here, Sharon Powers, and all of the clients that you were so nice to, and all of the listeners who, I guess, went fishing with you. Jim had a couple of people call, and just if you can think of everybody or try and remember everybody that was here, they still remember you.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, hi, everybody. I wish I were with you tonight.
Yeah, well, you are.
But
the magic of radio.
Actually, what happened to me is a little like an old dog that was kicked away from the porch in the rain.
I prefer to think of you as the champion thoroughbred that was put out to pasture. You know what I mean?
When I left KISS, I thought I'd retire and tend to my personal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized I don't have any personal affairs.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I worked in radio all my life, but somehow it seems a lot longer.
Oh, you poor guy. So you're just enjoying the warm climate and taking care of yourself, we hope?
Well, Phoenix is a little different.
Yeah.
It's like a wax museum. In fact, it's called Phoenix.
Oh, no. Playing golf, having a good time, we hope?
Oh, sure.
So do you have any funniest thing that ever happened to you on KISS that you can recall?
Mm.
That you can talk about on the radio?
Ooh,
that won't get lawyers coming down here.
That's right.
Well, I used to have a blonde-headed kid that was my engineer there, and nobody had more desire than this gentleman, but it was his first time at doing this, and his expertise was in another field.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one morning I got so frustrated, I tried to put my hand through the wall, and unfortunately it was a brick wall.
I can't see you getting so frustrated you put your hand through a wall, but besides, all the walls in here are padded.
With all of the people that have been through there, a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my gosh, there we go.
Okay, yeah, Jim brought along some things just to make you feel at home, you know what I mean? No Roscoe, though. How's Roscoe doing?
Yeah.
Well, the last time I saw Roscoe, he was trying to find a date in San Francisco.
Whoa.
On Halloween, he's barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. Probably so.
Sorry. This is Contra Costa, you know?
Right.
It's wonderful to have you back, even if it's just moments. Actually, we dug up a special little tune that I remember, gosh, when you were on KFRC, you played it every anniversary. You played it every anniversary for your wife, who is still lovely, I'm sure. Kay, I'll send a tape of this to you so you can hear what it all sounded like. But we thought we'd do something special for you. So if you'll hang on the phone with us, then we'll... Yes.
Is this the Tommy Edwards?
Yeah, yes,
oh,
it is. Yeah, so this one's for you, Dr. Don.
Here we go.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game.
Solid Gold, 1959.
Ah. The doctor.
The doctor.
That was the year Kay told me that she didn't need a new dishwasher. She said for the same money we could get 34,000 paper plates.
There's an investment piece of advice.
You got a big mouth.
That was actually what we did for entertainment back in those days. I was working in Iowa, and Kay and I were newlyweds, and she would go with me on my... what we called teen hops in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point towards the end of the evening, I'd always put on Tommy Edwards, and Kay and I would dance.
Mm-hmm.
Lead the whole hop.
Oh. Well, that's one thing that I think that is the most wonderful about you is how the sentimentality that you've attached to radio. Jim was just bringing up a question here about the entertainment factor of radio.
Doctor, I was curious. You know, you've been out of the business pretty much for a while, and of course, a legend, a beloved legend at KFRC. Do you think, you know, we see a lot of radio stations losing the personality and just going, you know, really super music and news and whatever, and do you think that big-time fun radio will make a return? What do you think?
Has to. It has to at some time. At some time, they're going to put the bean counters back in the back room where they belong.
Yay!
And, you know, the really sad thing that's happened was when the big corporations discovered radio. You know, before that it was fun and you could do what you want. And we really took a long-term view that if we do the right thing, in the long run, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the bean counters thought there were shortcuts and forgot that the product was... The only product you have in radio is what comes out of the loudspeaker.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else is inconsequential.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somewhere along the line they forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the only business where you can sell a lot of hot air.
That's true. Well, doctor, my wife says she's like a computer consultant. She says I have a phony baloney job. She says you go to work, you stand around, you tell jokes and play records. What kind of a job is that?
That's what my ex-husband used to say.
That's why he's the ex.
Well, if he didn't understand, ex is probably a good name to attach to it.
Yes, that's true. So Jim has a story for you about KFRC.
Yes, doctor. I worked for some time at KFRC once it became an FM oldie station, and I wanted you to know your old studio where you used to do your show with George Zema, the seat in which you sat and did even your last show, I used to sit at daily to read advertising copy, and I just want to tell you that you left a bunch of gum under there, and you know, you wrecked my favorite pair of pants, doctor. I just wasn't waiting to tell you that.
It was probably one of the traffic people.
very well could be. Well, if there was anything that that you could say hello to Contra Costa on this momentous occasion, there's a lot of people listening because they know that you're going to be on the radio, so give it your best shot. The airwaves are yours.
Well, I have so many happy memories and so few bad memories from that era of my life that definitely it was the time I reached a 10, and things were never as good before and will never be quite the same since. And I remember with great fondness and admiration people that would just come up to me and say hi, and people I had a chance to get acquainted with. And it's been great. You only get to do it once, and you don't do everything right. But if you do a little, just a smidge, more than 50%, I guess you're okay.
Hmm. One thing that I noticed about the audience in Contra Costa, that no matter how hard we tried to drive them away, they would always come back.
That's right. That's right.
They would forgive us, and they would give us another chance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably.
For the little glitches.
They let me come back, and people kept their radios on. I don't know what the deal is there.
Well, it's been an honor to work at a station. I mean, one of my points of pride is that I worked at two radio stations where Dr. Don Rose worked, and... even one for a short amount of time, so...
Well, which one was that?
K101.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we were there briefly together. Uh-huh.
Well, that was kind of ill-fated, I think, from the start.
Yeah.
I remember the day the boss took my restroom key and said, just hold it till you get home.
Ow.
He never misses a trick. He never does. Still, you're wonderful. I guess I hate to say goodbye. I don't want to make the phone call end, but you have anything to add to that, or
when Adlai Stevenson lost his presidential bid, a reporter had the audacity to ask him how he felt, and he said, "It hurts too bad to laugh, and I'm too old to cry."
Hmm.
But all I can say to you, Melissa, is go get 'em. Sitting on your laurels is fine, but only if you like flat, wilted laurels.
And stains on the back of your pants, I guess.
That's true.
Something like that.
With all the boot prints. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Melissa, do you still have that dog that you used to have?
Gretchen. Roscoe's distant relative, I think. So dachshund. Gretchen passed away about 3 weeks before her 18th birthday.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah. She lasted for
a very long
time.
I guess I should have been sensitive to that. I mean, that's been a few years.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like 89 or something like that. See, Dr. Don and I go way back. We met in 1976 when I was a college student, and he was at a radio convention at the Fairmont Hotel.
So the doctor was cruising. Was cruising for college girls.
Actually, I saved him from the clutches of a bunch of people who were probably betting that he wouldn't make it to the show the next day. They kept filling his glass, and he said, "Oh, Melissa, come sit down." And I'm going,
"Melissa, come sit down and drink this for me."
They're all going.
There were a couple of times, Melissa, when the only thing that got me up in the morning was thinking, I'm going to show those guys that I can still do it.
Yeah, well, I don't know how he did it. I gave him a ride to his car. We sat there and talked until he told me his entire life story. I know everything about Dr. Don. Until he said, "I'm okay to drive," and he was. And he went home, and he told me he talked the rest of the night to Kay, and got up and did a great radio show, and proved that he was the consummate professional and in your face.
And then I collapsed, and I was so glad that nobody was there with a camera.
Oh, boy. Well, it was wonderful. It's been wonderful, and you keep in touch, and you take care of yourself. And, Jim, do you have anything to add to that?
No, doctor, but if you ever take over a radio station, I'd like you to ask you this.
Me too. I'll send you my tape.
Please hire me, please.
If I ever take over a radio station, it'll be because I've hijacked it, I suppose.
No more station ownership, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
God bless you guys, and thanks so much for letting me be a part of the final night of KISS.
Thank you, doctor.
Doctor, we've got a playoff. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Don Rose.
Come on out, kiss your radio speaker.
92.1 KISS FM.